You've got it tuned to KEXP. We're listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online around the world at kexp.org. And today we're streaming live video online, so I hope you'll jump on to kexp.org and see these fine folks. We are so happy to have our dear friend Stars live in studio. Welcome back.
Hello, beloved KEXP and all you listeners. Thanks for having us back.
Hopefully you feel at home. You've been here many, many times, but it's been far too long.
It's been a while, but we have been here an extraordinary amount of time, but that's a testament to your loving commitment to our band. So we thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
Well, right back at you. And I am super eager to hear some of these new songs live in studio. You want to start us off with a couple tracks and then we'll catch up?
Let's do it. This first one's called This Is the Last Time.
Live in the KEXP studios. We're streaming live video today at kexp.org. Come on and hang out with us. This is super
fun. We look amazing.
You do.
Come and see us.
You're a good-looking man.
It's just fashion icon from corner to corner.
That was a track
from Shirts are in this year, people, and we're wearing them.
No One Is Lost, the new album from Stars. You got another one from it?
Yeah, we're going to play Trap Door, and I'm going to change all the swear words. Don't worry. No one will be offended except by me.
We're back with the fear. It feels good to be here. Neurotic alcoholic. Make mine a gin and tonic. Around the block and inside.
the dark, but we're looking for the light. One more, and then close that door. He told me he was young. I said, well, what is that good for? Nobody stays that way. Day after day, all you get is the stick while you're waiting for your pay. Trap door, and the ceiling and the floor disappear, disappear. Everybody feel the fear. You always did the things they told you to. Yeah, you always bought that. Yes, they sold you, sold you.
You always bought that shit they sold you, babe.
Live in the KEXP studios, it's Stars, giving it their all.
That's what we do.
That is incredible. You all sound amazing. No One Is Lost is a new album, came out last fall, and man, it's great.
Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much. Glad you enjoy.
You've been doing this for a while now.
15 yeah. years.
You know, we've been such big fans for such a long time from the beginning. And yeah. we feel fortunate that we discovered the band early, right
we
at
sure
the beginning
did.
Of your
yeah.
career. And you know, when you have bands that you love that have a lot of albums out, when you take a look at the list, sometimes you're like, oh, I kind of missed that one. I don't remember the songs from that. But I look at your list and every single one of them was one of my favorite albums
oh,
the
so
year
nice
it came out. It's incredible,
that's
the consistency awesome of your output.
Thank you.
A great compliment. Thank you very much.
This new album definitely touches on a lot of the things from the past. You know a Stars album when you hear it, but I mean, the elephant in the room is this is a dance record. I can hardly stand still. I mean, I always shimmy and shake along to when I go to a Stars show, but I mean, this is a full out. I need to wear a tank top and shorts and maybe roller skates.
We would recommend it. Yeah.
Tell me about this record. I hear you were inspired maybe a little bit by your new rehearsal space where you recorded the record.
Well, it was our old rehearsal space, which the gentlemen here, all the boys in the band, turned into our studio for this record. So we spent a bunch of money and decided we wanted the freedom to not have to go home at the end of the day and not worry about being in someone else's space and just be able to take the moment of inspiration and the sort of the demo moment when you get a lot of the energy and the freshness of the song and be able to go straight to the recording instead of having this weird thing where you demo the song and then move somewhere else and try and recreate that energy. And so that initially, I think, helped a lot with the energy and the rhythmic nature of the music. But it was also, I think, to some degree inspired by the fact that we were above a bar that we loved and that we went and hung out in and that closed down actually on the day we finished the record, very appropriately. And we were always listening to these disco beats coming up from this bar late at night and sort of realizing, gee, we can't really record when Charlie XCX is going insane downstairs unless we go insane along with her. So it sort of started out as a joke, like Patty doing all the drops, you know, the doosh, 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 brrr, you know, and we'd all laugh. And then we started thinking, hey, that's kind of fun to do. Let's do more of that.
So, yeah, and Off the North, the last song that we would play every night from that tour was Hold On When You Get Love and Let Go When You Give It. And that is a dance song, and it's a very celebratory end to the evening. And I think we thought, this is very fun. Let's try to do more of that. And so there's so much energy now in our show. There's just it's just dance after dance after dance. It's really fun. And I think after being in a band for 15 years and touring and going out there, it's so great to have those kind of upbeat, energetic songs to meet every night. Because it's a long road.
It is a very upbeat, energetic album, and I always hesitate to put any meaning to records because I don't know what's going on in the artist's life. But when I hear a record at a certain time in my life, I put meaning in it and what's going on in my life. Right. And I feel like your songs are kind of timeless. You know, they remind me of the period of time when I was listening to them, and then they seem super relevant to what's going on today, even going back to your old records. And so it makes me wonder, are there themes going on in the records?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been very obsessed for many years with some similar themes. You know, the relationship between sex and death, and the terrible truth of having to say goodbye, like that life is this incredible thing, but that, you know, the trade-off is that you lose people, you say goodbye. And I think we've been sort of trying to struggle with that notion for many, many years. And when we started making this record, our manager Owen was diagnosed with cancer, and we were completely thunderstruck by that, and he's 27 years old, and we were really, really devastated. And I think we kind of asked ourselves briefly, can we do this? Do we have the strength to do this? So the record was made in a way as an act of defiance, you know, like to defy death and to say we can do this anyway. No one is lost, you know, and he's doing great. So we win death this time. But yeah, I mean, I think the theme is that life can be incredibly beautiful, and you gather up all these memories and all these people, and then the price you pay is you got to say goodbye. But, you know, think not of it. Just put your hands in the air and wait. It'll happen anyway. So why worry?
That's very...
Right? Just some homespun Buddhism there, folks.
And another thing, too, is interesting, because having of male-female singers is Torque and I have kind of, through the years, have had these two characters that we've written songs for and about, and to be able to continue that story is pretty great, you know, from going from Your Ex-Lover Is Dead to Midnight Coward to Walls,
to
Look Away. You know, this is a story that is still being told, and the more that our lives change and we see, you know, from being boyfriend and girlfriend to being married with children, I mean, there's a big, you know, difference.
And not that we're married,
we're
with
not
children
married
or
children.
Boyfriend and girlfriend. I want to make that explicitly clear.
Thanks, Tork. It's really a bummer to think people, okay, that's nice. No, me too. Yeah. If I would marry you.
For your sake, Amy.
I'm married
for
to the
your
really
sake.
Hot bass player, by
She's
the way.
She's married to the
okay?
much better Just looking and intelligent so you know. Evan Cranley.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like every night.
Clearly this band is a family.
Yep, we sure are.
Yeah, we're a bit more like brother and sister, Torque and I.
Yeah. Speaking of family, tell me about the hired singers on Turn It Up.
Oh, yes, the children who were actually running around outside. Torquil's daughter, Ellington, is with us, and my daughter and Evan's daughter, Delphine. They sing on the record, and Murray Lightburn from the Deers, it's his daughter, and Chris Seligman's two nieces. So there was the six of them singing a children's chorus to a song about, I think, smoking weed, which was a bit weird, but they did very well, and it's
they didn't know it was about that.
No, and I paid them too.
Yeah, we paid.
They
them.
All paid got $20.
So are they in some sort of guild now?
They're in the Montreal yeah. guild, yeah.
Which means you only make $20.
That might be more than some bands make.
A few years ago, Evan was being asked to play on so many things in Montreal for free that he decided he was starting his own union. You had to pay him $20.
Yeah, so that's why I did pay them $20. Because yeah. I was a part of Evan's union.
We're trying to get collective bargaining going for children.
It's so great to have you here. Stars are live here in the KEXP studios. We're streaming live video at kexp.org. And you ready for another tune?
Yeah. We're going to sing that sad song we were talking about called Look Away.
Two, three stories, never one.
opinion, a very goodie now called Elevator Love Letter from our record Heart, just to pay tribute to KEXP and all the years they've been giving us love.
I'm so hard for rich girl, my heels are high, my eyes cast low, 'cause I don't know how to love. I get so tired after midday lately. I'll take it out on my old friends, but the worst stays in, 'cause where would I begin? My office glows all night long, it's a nuclear show, the stars are gone. Elevator, elevator, take me home.
I won't take anything away. Don't go, say you'll stay, just spend a lazy Sunday in my arms. Don't take anything away. Hey, hey.
That one is a goodie.
One of the goodiest
of the goodies.
And I think that it was written before the internet was invented. So now it's on the internet.
Yay!
KXP's vault.
Before Al Gore went up to his attic and tinkered away and invented the internet, we wrote that song.
Still writing.
Yeah.
They're amazing. And
thank you so much.
Stars playing tomorrow night at the Neptune Theater.
At the Neptune, which we've never played, but I looked at it. It looks beautiful.
It is. It's a great venue.
Yeah.
And it's so fun seeing you perform these songs live. I highly recommend folks come out. You're on a tour.
We have been on a tour across Canada with the wonderful band Hey Rosetta, who are coming to Seattle soon, too. Check them out. They're amazing, from Newfoundland. And we're heading down the West Coast and finishing in L.A., taking a few weeks off and heading to Mexico to play a show.
So lucky you. Yeah. All right. So,
which is actually my favorite. Spanish is my favorite language to tell people how old I am, because it, in English it doesn't sound very good when you turn
40.
But if you say 40,
right?
I
am 40.
It's much sexier.
Oh, it's
that's
way
so
sexier.
Beautiful.
40.
40. Okay. There'll be jokes at the show too, people. Come on down.
That's tomorrow night at the Neptune Theater. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure always. Thanks for having us.
Always great to see you. The brand new album, No One Is Lost. It's fabulous. You've got to tune to KEXP Seattle.